Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. We're bringing old time radio westerns from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's Tuesday, which means it's going to be an episode of the Cisco Kid. Before we get into it, check out our show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Again, that's otrwesterns with an S.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. A couple things to get into. Audience survey. I still have the audience survey on the right-hand side of the website. Again, that's otrwesterns.com. Also, below that, you'll see a poll for a Saturday show. It does end November 30th, so it is coming up. And let's see what else. Underneath that, there is a shop Amazon link. And if you plan on buying anything through Amazon, use my affiliate link, and it helps support the podcast. That way you don't have to donate any money. It doesn't add anything to your bill, but Amazon's nice enough to give us a small percentage of what you paid for something. So it does help out. Again, it says Shop Amazon. It's on the right-hand side. Okay. Today is Tuesday, like I said, and it's going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air date is August 14th, 1952, and the title is Sam Grant's Will. Hope you enjoy.
Exciting story of the Cisco Kid. Rancher Sam Grant had been dead for 2 weeks before lawyer Tom Challis called Sam's two children, Martha and Judd, to his office for the reading of the will.
You can sit right there, Martha.
Thank you, Tom.
You can sit over here beside the desk, Judd.
How long is this going to take, Tom?
Well, quite a while, Judd. As you know, your father was very thorough, and he went into quite some detail in this document. I'd say the reading will take 15 or 20 minutes.
And all in that legal talk that nobody but a lawyer can savvy, I suppose.
Well, it is complicated, but I'll attempt to explain it all as I go along.
Look, why do you bother to read it?
What do you mean, Judd?
I mean, why don't you just tell us what's in them papers you got there? Who gets what and when?
Well, it's quite irregular to do that, Judd.
Well, what's it matter? Why waste time with a lot of words neither of us understands?
Well, I can do that. How do you feel about it, Martha?
Oh, it really doesn't matter to me, Mr. Challis. I have plenty of time, but... Well, if it's easier the way Judd wants it, it's all right with me. It makes no difference.
All right, Challis. Just give it to us in plain language.
All right, then. Here are the documents right here. You'll both read them sometime or other.
Yes, I want to sometime.
In sum and substance, then, here it is. Judd, your father wanted it made clear that he loved you just as much as he loved your sister. He wanted that emphasized.
Why is that necessary?
Well, I wanted to tell you that to more or less prepare you for the will. You are to receive the cash from your father's estate. Approximately $10,000.
Yeah?
Yeah. Martha, you are to receive the ranch.
Oh.
It is to belong solely to you alone.
What? Hey, now, wait a minute.
I'm just telling you what your father wanted.
But I don't understand why he left me the ranch, Mr. Challis, and Judd the money.
Well, you ought to. Your father felt that Judd would never settle down to ranch life, Martha. And I must say, his past actions have indicated that. Your father was proud of that ranch, and he wanted it to fall into the best possible hands. That's why he left it to you.
That's not right. And what's more, Challis, you had something to do with him making that decision.
Now,
you're a dirty skunk, Challis.
Judd, don't talk that way.
You just worked up, that's all, Judd. I can assure you, your father made the decision himself. I simply recorded and attested it.
You're a liar, Challis. You've got some dirty scheme up your sleeve.
Judd, please. Wade, now listen to me. Even though the ranch was left to me, we'll share it. I'll make you foreman.
No. Judd's to stay out of it. He got the money, you got the ranch, Martha.
I wouldn't take the job anyhow. When will the money be ready for me, Chalice?
This afternoon, if you wish.
All right, see that it is. I'm going to clear out of here, but just remember this, Martha. Dad meant for everything to be divided, I know that.
Oh, no.
But this coyote sitting here got him to change things somehow.
Judd?
Now, you got two jobs to do. You got to run the outfit, but more important than that, you got to keep it away from Chalice. One mistake, and he'll have it lock, stock, and barrel.
Judd, don't go!
I was afraid he'd act that way, Martha. Your brother has always been hard to manage. From now on, he'll be much worse. I'll help you all I can.
Morning, Miss Martha. You told Connie you wanted to see me.
Yes, that's right, Carl. You're the foreman of this ranch, so you're the one I have to depend on from now on. You see, Dad left the ranch to me. I'm the sole owner of it now.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, I've...
How'd you find out?
I figured he'd leave it to you. That's what I mean. You see, Judd's sort of a wild one, and your dad had a lot of sense, so I figured he'd give the place to you. Judd would have did a poor job of it, I figure.
I don't agree with you, Carl. Judd was the rightful one to take it over. Well, that's beside the point now. Oh, I couldn't sleep last night for worrying about what he'll do. This place should have been his.
Well, now, I don't know why you say that. Hey, here comes Buck Benner in one awful hurry. Something must be up.
Wonder what's wrong.
Hey, how come you lathered up that mare like that, Buck? Something wrong?
Sure is. I found Roy Harkiff out in the feeder ring, shot to death.
Shot?
Oh, no, Buck, no. It can't be true.
That ain't the worst of it either, man. Here, look at this.
What's this, a note?
Pinned to his shirt. I brought it back for you to look at.
This is the first one. Then there will be another one. And then you, Martha. Unless you clear out.
Here, let me see that thing.
I don't understand.
You recognize this writing, Miss Martha?
Why, no, I don't think so.
Looks a plumb lot to me like your own brother's writing, Miss Martha. Don't it to you?
Judd? Well, yes, maybe it does, but... Judd wouldn't do that.
Well, there are some things you might know about,
no,
Judd.
No, Judd wouldn't murder. I know that. Might be a little wild, but Judd wouldn't do that.
Well, far be it from me to say, but somebody killed Roy Harcliffe. I'll go fetch the sheriff. I reckon this is something for him to decide, not us.
This is a big store, Cisco.
Say, we should be able to buy everything we need in here without going any other place, amigo.
Uh-huh. Oh, somebody here buying, so we wait for a little while, huh?
Well, we are not in any hurry. We have time.
There are the beans, Judd. Be anything else you want?
Well, I reckon not, Ben. Get Italian those things, and I'll pay you off.
Sure. Going somewheres, Judd? Seems like you're buying a mighty lot of supplies.
That's right. I am going away, and for a long time, too. Figure I need a change of scenery.
Well, I heard about the will. Seems a funny thing to me.
Never
that
mind,
your
Ben. Just tell me what I owe you. I got to be getting along.
Oh, in a hurry, huh? All right. Now, let me see.
Howdy there, gents. You figure on going somewhere, Judd?
Oh, howdy, Sheriff. Yeah, I... Hey, what's the gun for?
Glad I caught up with you before you got a head start, Judd. Ben, you can put them supplies back on your shelves.
Do what?
Judd ain't going nowhere but to jail.
The jail? Now, wait a minute, Sheriff. I don't savvy.
Look like they're going to be trouble, Cisco.
See.
They're going to jail charged with the murder of Roy Harcliffe, one of your dad's cowhands, Judd Grant.
What? You're a loco, Sheriff.
Watch your tongue, Judd. Come along.
No! Take your hands off
me. I'll use this gun if I have to. Either you come peaceful or by thunder, I'll gun you.
If I'd have been 10 minutes later, you'd have got out of town. Come along now.
You ain't taking me to jail, lawman. I'm telling you. You won't get me to jail.
Looks like I'm making a pretty darn good start.
Santo.
Well, I'll be darned. Now, who'd have thought I was selling grub to a killer?
That Judd Grant, he is related to Sam Grant, senor?
Sure he is. He's old Sam's son. Sam died 2 weeks ago. Left the spread to his daughter and his money at the boy there. And that Judd, he ain't never been exactly hard-working, but I never knowed he was a killer.
You remember Senor Grant, Pancho?
Si. Yeah. And you remember the senorita?
Senor, we will not be buying anything right now. I think we...
Hey, what's going on out there?
Now, we'll see.
Hey, that Jordan. He do what he say. The sheriff not get him to the jail.
By thunder, look at that. He's riding away, but the sheriff will get him.
What we do, ride after him, Cisco?
No, Pancho.
No?
I think the señorita will need us, amigo.
Uh-huh.
At least we'll be ready to help if she does. Come, Pancho.
Slow down, loco.
Things do not look any different from the last time we were here, Pancho.
But Pancho...
Hey, just a minute there. Who are you? What do you want around here?
We have come to see the señorita Martha Grant.
Well, now, she ain't seeing nobody. Might just as well get back into the saddle and head back to where you come from.
Well, we just came out to see...
Pancho!
Out of the way, hombre. The señorita calls us. Señorita Martha, we heard about the trouble here, so we came out to see if we could be of any help to you.
Oh, I'm so glad you came, Cisco. It's been just terrible.
Huh?
My brother Judd's going to be arrested for murder. Come on into the house with me.
We saw the sheriff try to arrest him, señorita, but your brother got away.
Oh.
We thought he might be out here by this time. He was headed this way.
He got away?
Si. I do not know your brother, but Pancho and I went into a store for supplies and he was there. The sheriff came in and called him by name. That is how I knew. Tell me, what has happened?
Oh, it's awful, Cisco.
Huh?
You see, Dad died and left the ranch to me and his money to Judd. Judd was angry about it. We found out yesterday about Dad's will. And then this morning, one of our riders was killed, and a note in what looked like Judd's writing was found on the body.
See?
The note said that, well, that was the first death. There'd be another, and then a third. I would be the third to die, and... unless I leave here.
Mother of me, you think your own brother would do that?
Oh, no, no, I know he wouldn't. I'm positive he wouldn't. Look, it's almost dark out. Have you eaten supper?
No, but
then
wait.
Then stay and eat with me. I'm so glad to see you. Wait, I'll tell Charlie the cook that you're staying.
Oh, Santo Pancho thinks he's fine.
What is this? Señorita, what is wrong?
He's dead. Poor Charlie's dead.
Mother of me, knifed. And a note, too.
What does it say, Cisco?
Let me see. This is the second one, Martha. Either get out or you will be the third.
Oh, what'll I do?
For one thing, come in the other room. Come.
That knife. It was Judd.
But how could he have done it? He is not here unless he came back and then he... Those shots came from outside. Come, Pancho. Señorita, stay here.
Here comes somebody. The doctor, see now.
What's going on? Where'd them shots come from?
That is what we want to know, hombre. Quick, go around one side of the house and we will go around the other.
All right.
Whoever fired those shots is close by.
Santo, everything go loco, Cisco. Murders and gunshots, and they try to murder us too.
Just keep your ears and eyes open, Pancho.
Here comes somebody.
See, be ready to knock.
Hey, you didn't see anything or anybody?
Santo, you. No, hombre, nothing.
What do you think we better do?
I do not know. I think they may...
Hey, Cisco, somebody hit you!
Cisco and Pancho both knocked unconscious as they stand talking to Carl, the foreman. Could he have done it? In just a moment, we'll bring you the exciting climax of our story of the Cisco Kid. And now, back to the Cisco Kid. The day after Judd Grant learned that his father willed the ranch to Judd's sister, the dead body of a ranch hand was found, together with a note in what looked like Judd's hand, warning his sister to get off the ranch or suffer the same consequences. Next, the cook is found dead, killed by Judd's knife, and another note telling Martha to leave. Then there are gunshots, and Cisco and Pancho run outside to investigate, only to be knocked unconscious by heavy blows on the head. As we return to our story now, Tom Challis, the attorney who handled the estate, rushes to the door of the house.
Martha! Martha!
Yes? Who is it?
Tom Challis. I've heard about the murder, Martha. It's terrible, simply terrible.
But there's been another one, too. Charlie the cook has been killed.
No. Where is he?
Right back there in the kitchen.
When did it happen?
Sometime this afternoon. He was killed by a knife, Tom. A knife that belongs to Judd.
Judd? I'm afraid he's lost his mind, Martha. He escaped from the sheriff today. Did he come here?
No, not yet. That is not that I know of.
He might have come in and killed Charlie, though, without you knowing it. Is that right?
Oh, Judd wouldn't, Tom. I know he wouldn't.
You can't tell. He's wild with jealousy. There's no telling what he might do.
When you came in, did you see two men outside?
Well, no. Who would they be?
Two friends. The Cisco Kid and Pancho. They were in here when I found Charlie, and then there were gunshots from outside. So Cisco and Pancho ran out to see if they could find out who did the shooting. They'll be back by now.
They probably picked up a trail of some kind. It's terrible, Martha. The shots. Were they aimed at you?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know anything.
It must have been Judd. I don't know who else it would be. Judd wouldn't want to kill you, Martha, but he might try to frighten you so you'll leave here. He wants this ranch, and he'll do anything to get it.
There was a note on Charlie. It said that Charlie is the second to die and that unless I leave here, I'll be the next one.
See why he couldn't help me. These are two heavy hombres. There. That's one end of the well. Now the other. Here's the other one. There. Those two won't be bothering us anymore. Drowning if you do not get out. Pancho, Pancho!
It rain on Pancho. Pancho is wet.
Hold on to me, amigo.
Cisco, you swim in the dark? Where are we at?
I remember nothing. Just woke up. Santo.
Oh, Pancho, remember? We were running around the house.
Si, meet that hombre named Carl.
And then somebody hit you on the head, Cisco. Pancho, remember, then everything go dark for Pancho, but we talked to that Carl when it happened, and he do nothing.
And here's the hombre we want, but we have to get out of here first.
We not can climb these walls. They straight up.
No, but they're above us. Water bucket hanging on a rope. This is the way we are going to get out.
But there's nobody to pull us up, Cisco.
Hang on to this bucket, Pancho. I will climb up the rope.
Si.
Then pull you up.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, amigo.
Si.
We are going to find out who threw us down here, and quick.
Here, Tom. Here's a cup of coffee. It might help some.
Oh, thank you, Mother. It's very kind of you.
Oh. Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Tom. Did any of it spill on your coat?
Oh, not a bit. You're so nervous, that cup just bounced off the saucer. Here, sit down. Sit down and rest, Mother. You'll be a nervous wreck if you don't.
Oh, I can't sit down, Tom. Any minute I expect something to happen, a gunshot or a knife. I'm next on the list.
Now, look, Martha. There's only one solution to this. Why don't you leave here? Clear out while you can. Leave this place before... well, before something happens.
What would I do with the ranch? What would happen to it?
Well, I'll buy it from you. I certainly don't want to own a ranch, but to help you out, I'll buy it. I'll give you $5,000 for it.
Dad turned down $23,000 for it just a short time before he died.
I know, but I'm just doing this as a favor to you. It's one way of being free to leave here, Mother. Sell it and get out. You can't go on like this for very long, not knowing at what moment a bullet will come crashing into the
Tom,
house.
Tom, stop. All right, I'll sell it to you and then get out of here right away. I can't stay any longer. $5,000 and it's all yours. I just want to get out of here.
We'll make out the papers right away, then. It'll take your mind off yourself. Here. We can work at the desk.
Tom! Tom, something's happening outside.
You stay where you are. It sounds like Judd. What's going on out here?
Help me, Tom! Help me!
You keep out of this palace!
So you came back too, huh, Judd? This time to kill your sister!
Loco!
I'll kill you, though, you dirty scum!
Get down on it! Get the sheriff! Sheriff, quick! We got it for you!
All right, Judd. Either give up or I'll shoot.
We got you at last.
You dirty skunk, Chalice. I'll get you for this. Just wait and see.
Sheriff, there's been another murder in the house. Charlie the cook. And he was killed with Judd's knife. His sister identified the knife as belonging to Judd.
To kill it, sir. Well, I'll see that you never get another chance to kill anybody. Where's the horse you've been riding?
Look, I haven't killed anybody. I swear I haven't. But this coyote Chalice...
Shut up and get moving, Judd. This time I won't fool.
I'll go back into the house. Martha's just about out of her mind with fear.
Well, she don't have nothing to worry about now. Judd'll never kill nobody else.
How are you making out, Tom?
Just about ready to sign the papers. See you later, Carl.
There, Pancho, grab hold of the wall here.
That good, Cisco. Pancho, just stand on the bucket and you pull right up to the top of the
well. See, but you are going to have to lose much of your fat before I do that again.
Quieto. Somebody come this way.
See, that hombre Carl. We are going to start finding things out right now, amigo. Wait now. He's coming right past here.
There is no use to try to get away, hombre. Do you want to live? Answer my question.
Anything. Just let me breathe.
We were facing you when somebody hit us on the head from behind. Who did that?
Tom Chalice.
Chalice, the lawyer?
Yeah.
He wanted us out of the way. The two murders. Who committed those?
I won't tell.
No?
Chalice! I can't breathe.
Bueno. Chalice did both of these murders?
Yeah.
Why?
He wants this ranch. Scare Martha into selling it. Cheap.
So, that is it. You are going to face Chalice with that story, only.
No, I...
All right. Yeah. Let me breathe.
Judd, I can't believe it. I just can't. He's no murderer. I know he isn't. There's something wrong, Tom.
Yes, there is, Martha. And it's Judd that's wrong. You see, he's jealous. He's insane with jealousy. Your father gave this ranch to you, and Judd feels it should have been his. So he's decided that if he can't have it, you won't either. And the trouble is, Martha, he escaped from the sheriff once, and he'll do it again.
You mean he come back again to kill me?
He'll do anything to gain revenge. I offered you $5,000 for this ranch, Martha. You'd be wise to take it and then leave.
Oh, but
if you don't, then I can't be responsible for what might happen to you.
But this is my home, and Dad wanted me to have it.
Very well.
I just... Oh, all right, Tom. I'll sell and leave.
Good. You're wise, Martha. Come over to the desk here, and we'll write out an agreement. I can handle all the details for you, being an attorney.
Can I come in, Miss Martha?
Oh, it's you, Carl. Yes, come in. I want to thank you for stopping Judd. Mr. Chalice says Judd was going to shoot me.
Chalice is lying, Miss Martha. He killed Roy Harcliffe out on the feeder range.
And he...
You're mad.
What's the matter with you? Don't you listen to him, Martha?
Yes, you did, too.
He's crazy.
And you killed Charlie, too. You stole the knife out of Judd's room upstairs and killed Charlie.
Wait a minute, Tom. What's he saying? Is this true?
Oh, you dirty double-crosser. No, no.
You did.
Of course it's not true.
Get out of here or I'll kill you.
He killed them both. And he wrote the notes making them look like Judd's writing because he wanted this outfit, Miss Martha. He was going to make me foreman and cut me in on the
owner. Shut up, Lord. I said I'd kill you. My gun. Pull out of my hand.
All right, stay where you are.
You shot just in time, Cisco. He'd have killed me.
The world would not lose much if he did.
Oh, Cisco.
Senorita, it's all right now. Everything is all right. Cover them, Pancho.
Pancho, happy to do this, Cisco.
Cisco, Carl said that Tom killed Charlie and Roy. That means that Judd didn't kill them.
See, that is right, Senorita. Chalice wanted this rancho so much that he would do anything to get it. But the law will take care of him now. Pancho and I will take both these banditos to jail now, senorita.
And you'll bring Judd back with you?
Si. He will be free again. Hasta la vista, señorita.
Pancho, awful sleepy, Cisco. How much longer we sit out here?
Not long, amigo. Senorita just wanted us to wait until she talk with Judd. They should be finished soon now.
She not want us to wait. She just want you to wait. Pancho knows this.
Well, everything's fixed, Cisco.
Huh?
Meet the new top hand around these parts.
Bueno, Senor Judd. You accept the job, see?
Sure I did. Martha offered it to me when Chalice first told her dad left her the outfit, but I was too sore to accept it. I'm glad to have the job now. I wouldn't want to leave these parts. This here's home to me.
I am really glad, Senor Judd.
I got an idea she's waiting in there for you, Cisco.
Huh?
She's got a dreamy sort of look in her eyes.
Pancho, know that dreamy look. What do you do, Cisco?
I think maybe I go into her, amigos.
Getting late, Pancho.
Si, Señor George. This is a good chair, Pancho said. And Pancho sit here and sleep until Cisco come out.
Sure. All right.
Gracias.
I think I'll go in and get myself something to eat. I'll be quiet so as not to disturb you.
Food? Madre mía, Pancho go with you. The only time food disturbs Pancho is when Pancho not get it. Let us go in, amigo. Come, come, come. Let us go.
Hey, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Look at the night and how beautiful the sky is with its hundreds of stars.
To Pancho, the sky looks like it's filled with 100 million sheriffs.
If the stars are sheriff's badges, what does the moon look like to you, amigo?
A goose's berry pie. Madre mía, Pancho, hungry.
You are always thinking of food, Pancho.
Oh, no. I think of other things.
Such as what?
Such as beautiful señoritas.
You think of señoritas, Pancho?
Uh-huh.
Since when?
Since I find out there is such a thing as a beautiful señorita what can cook.
Now you are back to food again.
Oh, no, Cisco. Pancho never back to food. Always face to food so he can eat.
Pancho, I think you are foolish.
Foolish? No, Pancho is hungry than ever. Pancho die of hunger soon.
No, Pancho. That is something you will never do. When you die, it will be from eating yourself to death.
Oh, Cisco, you talk like the crazy one, saying Pancho eat himself to death.
To eat oneself to death is merely an expression, amigo.
Oh.
You know what an expression is, amigo?
Si.
What is it?
You know, ain't it?
Si.
Then I see no reason why I should tell you what you already know.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.